Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Avi Marini Mirazi Sheyuchyu. Because Moshe Rav Heshnerai saw Moshe Mordechai. Chayuche Befege Bas Michali Dizbasia. And Nechagedo Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi B'chotzei Chalatzeha. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. Siyata Dishmaya and the Torah of Moreno Agoin. Moshe Luria Zitzal. Now we're in the Sugi of Amira Legavoyal Va'akum. That was the concept of Amira Legamor Gavoli Kisarasa Lehedjath. And when you say you're going to give something to Gavor, it's like to Shemayim, it's like actually giving it over to Hedjot. So it has special koch. So does that apply to a goy? The Gemara of Avodizara, the Hamad Bey, says, how do we know that a Mechusar Aver is now to be given as a carbon? If an animal is lacking Aver, you can't give it as a carbon. A ben noyach can't give it as a carbon. And the Gemara darshins it from a pasuk, and we call a chai, we call basar shnai, we call. The Torah says, bring a behema. Shechayin, that's we call a chai. Chayin, rashi evarim shela, that its limbs are alive. It can't be lacking a limb, otherwise, it's not good for a carbon. And that's what had to be brought to the teva. These animals that weren't lacking limbs. Noach ultimately brought karbanos from the animals he brought into the teva, and the male they have to be kasher le karban. So Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil, that means not mechusar eiver. Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil Minayin write that the lashon aser. So Aser is Mashma Isser Gomer. Aye, then why is it in Shevim Mitzvah Noach? And it's Tosfos, because it's a Kumva Asay. Because we see from the word Ish Ish, the word Ish Ish, Gemara Nedarim includes that Goyim are no there and no Dev Ki Yisrael. And if he's no there and Mechusar Ever, then as we say to him, Kumva Ve Karbon Shalim. We tell him to bring a carbon shalem, and kumba say is not included in the Sheva mitzvahs. That's why it's not included, because it's because you have to bring a goyim, bring nedarim and nedavos like Jews. And memela, if he makes a neder to bring a carbon, we tell him to bring a shalem, and kumba say is not included in the Sheva mitzvahs. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Who says he's chayv to bring a shalem? Why we say bring a shalem? He's not chayv anything. So if he makes a neder, we bring his carbon, but he's not mitzvah, not a mayachal dvaroi, and not a mitzvah sasecha tishmor. He doesn't have to keep his nedarim. Just if he wants to bring a mechusar eiver, we say to him, not to. But who says that he has to bring? Who says it's a positive commandment? A Jew has to bring. A goy doesn't have to bring. That's what's bothering Rabbi Kiva Eger, and already the Mishnah Lamelech is bothered by that in Hilchos Malachim. And he brings a raya from Tosfos. In Nazir, that by Akum there's no Isser of Baal Yachel. Even though they're included in Adar and Adavis, there's no Isser of Baal Yachel. So Mehechi Tesi that he has to bring a Shalim. He doesn't have to. If he makes a nether, he doesn't have to keep his nether. What does he have to do if he brings it? He has to bring a Shalim. But we don't tell him to bring the Shalim. Because he's not Chayv in Adarim. He's not Chayv to keep his Nadarim. By a goy, there's no iser bal yachel. So b'pshuto, it would appear that Tosfos doesn't mean to say there's a chiyuv to bring a shalim. Tosfos is only trying to say that the iser from Mikol Achai is telling us that if he wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah, we tell him to bring a shalim. And we're not going to bring a mechusar, ever. And if he's no der mechusar, ever, we tell him he can't do it. In other words, Tosfos isn't saying that we tell him to bring a shalim. Just if he wants to bring one, we tell him it has to be shalim. We're not going to accept a mechusar eiver. If you want to bring a carbon, that's what he brings. So that's the kumvah aseh. Kumvah aseh is if he wants to bring it, we tell him to bring a shalim. Not that he has to be mekayim his neder. So that's pashtus. We can say pshat and Tosfos. The only way he can be mekayim his mitzvah is if he brings a shalim. But that's not how the Achronim understood Tosfos. The Achronim understood Tosfos to be saying that he's chayiv to bring a shalim. That's the lashon of the Gemara, that it's aser. The mechusar eiver shel aser lebnei Noach. It's mashma zechalos din iser. Not only if he wants to bring, he should bring a shalim, but that he has to bring a shalim. It's also to bring a mechusar eiver, and the Achronim understanding in Tosfos that he has to bring a shalim. This iser to bring a mechusar eiver, it's not just merely according to the way Achronim are understanding Tosfos an iser to bring a mechusar eiver, but it's also a chiyuv to bring a shalim. The Avnei Miluim brings the kash to the Mishnah Lamelech, and he writes, "Vaday ein beben noyach lo chiyuv de moitzvus sesecha tishmor lo iser shabal yachel dvaray." There's not a chiyuv of mitzvah sechat tishmar. In other words, if he says something, he doesn't have to fulfill what he said. He doesn't have that pasuk in the Torah. The Torah doesn't apply to him. And there's also no iser of bal yachal dvaray. Eladam Ram, we say Amir Legavoa Kamisi Rasel Hedyot, that what you say to Gavoa is like giving it over to a Hedyot. You have to fulfill what you say. So if the guy is Noider Lahavi Karban, it's a Choyv Gomer. It's an absolute obligation. And we're Goyvim in a Chasim Mishu Abadim. We even collect from encumbered properties, from properties that are Meshubit to somebody. We can go ahead and collect from there. According to the one who holds Shibud is Daraisa. So when you do Amira La'ani, there's no Kenyan. When you do Amira La'gavoya, there's a Kenyan. Ve'afilu b'ben noyach m'chuyuvu b'chov gamor. Since he did the Amir Lagavoya, he now is a Choyv Gamruk Ksuva Bishtar. So that's the Kenyan. The Kenyan is Al Tzamirasa Amir Lagavoya Kamisirasa Lahedyat. So it's not Mitzad Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar. It's not Mitzad Lo Yachel Dvaroi. It's Mitzad Amirasa Amir Lagavoya Kamisirasa Lahedyat. And it's a choyv gomer, kechsuva b'shtar. It's like it's mamish written in a shtar. And what the Avnei Miluim wants to say is, shekol oimer harei alai karban, chayiv b'zeh, bein machmas dinei yisr din adarim, bein machmas amir legavod, din asa b'zeh schayiv b'smamen. If you say harei alai karban, he's obligated to bring it. There are two reasons you have to bring it if you make a nether. Number one, because you have an Isser Nedarim. And number two, because of Amira Lekavok and Mesira Lehedyet. Those are the two things that are obligating you. And when it comes to a guy, he just has his amira legavoh kamasira lehedyot. So he has this chayvus mamon. So it's not medina nedarim for a guy, it's medina mamonis. It's a mamonistic chiyuv. That's why a guy has to bring the carbon. That's the Avni Miluim's resolution. I recall this Avni Miluim is either in Simon Aleph or Simon Beis of the Chuvis. The Achiezer in Chela Gimel and Simon Samach Zayin brings the He'ora of a certain Chacham. The Reile Shaykh Lemar Kechsuva Bishtar Achir, Bishtar. You can't say it's like written in a shtar because it doesn't have dinei neder. So he explains, so it's not mamish like it's written in a shtar, because it doesn't have the power of a hedyot, but there is a verbal obligation that he took upon himself. If you say harezu, this animal, it's a lashon of nedava, so the hekdesh is chal. Midin amir legavok and mesir lehedyot. So if you say harei alai, there's also a mamonistic achiyav to bring it. And he brings a raya from the din of Mufla Samach Leish. Mufla Samach Leish can also make a hektish. He's 12 years old. He learned the Gemara, he can make hektish. Ah, he doesn't have a chiyuv. A say of Motzis Vasecha Tishmor, he doesn't have the lav of Layachal Dvaray. Nevertheless, the neder is chal, midin amira legavoya. That's from the Achiezer and Chela Gimel and Simon Samach Zayin. So you see again this Yisod, even if he holds not Kechsuv B'Shtar, but he holds the Yisod that it's mamish like Amir Legavoa Kamasir Lehediot. That's what's Machai of the Goy, the Akum. However, it's very difficult to understand this. Resolution to the problem. Because if we say that Chiyuvei Nedarim are Chal without the Parsha of Esurei Neder, only Midin Kinyan, or Masha Tzachim Behedyot Kinyan, so it's a Kinyan Midin Amir Lagavoya. When it comes to a person, you need a kinyan. That's kemesirah sol hedyot. That's giving it over to a hedyot. That's making a kinyan. But legavoa for Hashem, amir is enough. That's what the Avni Miluim said, and that's what the Achiezer also brings. That it's medin amiras amir legavoa kemesirah lehedyot. So if that's true, then how does she'ela work behekdesh? So you're right, and the din iser that comes from the neder, there's she'ela. That you can ask on, that you can uproot. But how is it shaykh to have she'ela on what's chal mehilchas kinyan? There's a kinyan, amir legavok or mesir lehedyot. How do you have she'ela? In hekdesh. If you really hold that it's mamshe kinyan, and that's Machayev. And how do you have She'ela Behekdesh? It's already Chal Behilchas Kinyan. And L'chora, that's the reason of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mishnah Lamelech. That didn't accept this answer. Because you can't say there's a chalois milchus kinyan that doesn't need the dinei neder. Because then she'ela wouldn't work. In other words, according to the Avne Miluim, there are two disparate aspects. There's the neder, and then there's the din kinyan. And the kinyan is chal without the parsha of neder. But if that were true, that the kinyan is chal without the neder, then how does, and therefore the goy only has the kinyan part, not the neder part, then how do you have sheila behekdesh if you say that it's the amir legavokam esir lahedya tistalui in the din neder? So we understand how there's sheila. But if you say, no, this is separate kinyan, that's not b'chal talui in the neder, then how do you have sheila? How do you have sheila in a kinyan? So that's difficult to understand. However, it would appear that the ketzos was also the Avne Miluim, is l'shitas okoi b'dinei sheila b'nedarim. The ketzos who did give this teretz is l'shitas. He gave the teretz that it's midin amirasa l'gavok amisirasa l'hedyot. Because in Siman Reish Tzadi, he brings in the name of the Tshuvas Maharam Ash, Demisha Nadar Umeis, Eina Yorshim Chayovim L'Kaimis Nidro. Somebody who made a neder and then he died, the Yorshim don't have to be M'Kaimis Nidro. He made a neder and then he died. The Yorshim don't have to be M'Kaim the neder. The Lo Amrinan Amirasu L'Gaboka M'Sirasu L'Hedyot. Ela behekdesh, below behekdesh anim. We only say this klal of amirasa legavoka misirasa lehediot. Behekdesh, giving it to the Beis Hamikdash, and not if you give it to the anim. If you're makdish it to the anim, we don't say amirasa legavoka misirasa lehediot. And he brings a raya for this from the psak of the tool, Reish Nun Ches. Amiras Adam legavar reu kemisira lehediot. Lefikach mishenada letztaka, yevshal achzer bo. Rahani mili belo sheela, avali mischarit v'nishalav imadayin lo bo liyad gizbar yochal achzer bo. Visa al kadaitach degam betztaka amir legavar havi kemisira lehediot mamish, ech kaza v'tur de mahani im nishal achachem. Hare ha'anim kvar zechu b'zeh. The Torah says that amira legavoya is kemesira lehedyot, and therefore if somebody made a neder to tzedakah, he can't retract. But that's only without she'ela. But let's say he regrets it and he does a she'elas chacham. If it hasn't yet come into the hands of the Gizbar, he can go back, he can retract. And if you hold that even by tztaka, amira legavoya is kemesira lehediyot, how does the Torah write that in nishal lechacham, the aniyim were already zoche? How does the Torah write that if you are shoa lechacham, you can retract? The aniyim were already zoche. That's the raya of the Maharam Ish, or Ash. That it must be behekdesh laniyim, it's not kemesira lehediyot mamish. Because otherwise, how does Sheilas Chacham work? The aniyim already got it, the aniyim already received it. So it must be that by hekdesh laniyim, we don't say amirasa legavoka mesira lehediyot. Frekt ktsos. No raya. Because by Hekdesh, We say Amir Legabok and Mesira Lehediot, and Sheila is effective. What was the Maram Ash's Raya? His Raya was that it must be we don't say Behektish Lanim Amir Legabok and Mesira Lehediot. Why? Because otherwise, how do you do Sheila? How do you do Sheila on Staka? It's already in the hands of the Aniyim. Amir Legavokam Mesira Lehediot, just saying it, get ready, gives it to the Aniyim. So how do you do Sheila? It must be, it's not Kim Mesira Lehediot. Frekt itself, it's not Pitom. Not a Rai at all. By Hektish, we vaday say Amir Legavokam Mesira Lehediot. We say Amir Legavokam Mesira Lehediot, and yet Sheila still is effective. So Bechreach, we have to say that even though Amira is Kikinyan, the Amira is like a Kinyan. But Asi Dibur, Umevatel Dibur. The Dibur of the Amira is Mevatel, the Dibur of the Sheila is Mevatel, the Dibur of the Amira. And only where Hekdesh was kind of b'mashicho, b'mesira, or b'mamet shloshtam, Shazlo asi dibor mevatel maisa. Mishindlo garo kayach hektish mikayach hedyet. So only when hektish was kind of mamish b'mashicha b'mesira or b'mamat shloshtam, where Reuven tells Shimon to give it to hektish. Only in such an instance, then you can't be mevatel it because the dibor is not mevatel the maisa. Hektesh is no less than Hedyot. Just like by Hedyot, the Dibor can't be Mevatel, the Meshicha, the Mesira, the Mamet Shlosh, them, so too by Hektesh. So the Amir is like a Kenyan, but Asi Dibor, Mevatel Dibor, so too by Aniyim. In Achinam, Amirasa Legavok, and Mesirasa Lehedyot, giving it to the Aniyim, gives it to the Aniyim. But you can still do Sheila because Asi Dibor, Mevatel Dibor. The Raya of the Ramash, not a Raya. And even by Aniyim, we say Amiratsa Legavok and Misiratsa Lehedit, even by Hektish Laniyim. Just like by regular Hektish, you could do Sheila, so to Hektish Laniyim, because that's the Dibur and Mavatal Dibur. Shenkin, if you do a Maisa, yeah, you can't be Mavatal. But Enachinami, Amir is Kikinyan. And nevertheless, the Dibur is Mavatal Dibur. Ad Kan. Midivrei Aktzeis Achoshen, the Siman Reish Tzadi. Gvaldik. Mevoar Midvarav. Demade Mahani Sheila Behekdesh. Ein ze din charote. That that you do Sheila Behekdesh, it's not a charote, which is din miyucha benedarim. But rather, the present dibur is mevat of the previous dibur. Asi hadibur ha'achshavi, Umevatel adibur hakodem. The present dibur is mevatel the previous dibur. Began b'shar kinyanim shayach bitol. Acha shecholo. And by other kinyanim as well, bitol is shayach after its chal. Bitol is not going to be effective when you already did a maisa, because lo asi dibur mevatel maisa, and therefore even if we say amira legavoya, is a maisa kinyan, and it works without the parish of nedarim, sheela is still going to be effective. Midin asi dibur mevatel dibur. So what did we say before? Let's remind ourselves. We brought the Avnei Miluim, who answered the Kasha, what's Mechayev a Goy to bring his carbon? Amira legavoa, kamisira lehediot. So choyv gomer al tamira. That's why the guy has to bring his carbon. Then we asked, if a guy isn't chayiv from the parish of Nedarim, he's only chayiv from the parish of Kinyanim, of Amir Lekavol and Masir Lahedyeh. So how does he do Sheila? There's Sheila on a Neder, but there's no Sheila on the Kinyan. And the answer is yes, there is, according to the Avnei Miluim. As we see in the Ketzos in Reish Tzadi, that you can do Sheila. Midin Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur, that's how Sheila works. Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. So Taka, there is Sheila, even on the Kenyan, because of Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. So even if Amir Legavo is a Maisa Kenyan without the parish of Nedarim, Sheila is going to be effective with Yinasi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. However, it's still difficult to understand. Because if that's true, why do we need She'el L'Chacham? Pesach or Charata? You have to fund some sort of opening, some sort of regret. Chacham Oker Nedel Mafreya. Why do we need all of that? Just say Pashit Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. So why do you need Sheila Chacham and a Pesach and Charata and Chacham Oikar Menedel Mafreya? Forget all about all that. Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. If the Ktzos was right, you wouldn't need to uproot the. If you're coming from Amira Lekavok, Masira Lehedyot, if that's only a midin, Asi Dibur, Mavatal Dibur, then what do you need? What do you need Shelas Chacham for? The Torah says Amir Sadam Lekavok, Reyakum Masira Lehedyot, and therefore if you know Dilat Staka, you can't retract unless you do Sheila. If you do Sheila, then you can retract. What do you need Shelas Chacham for? Just do Asi Dibur. The Ketzos is learning that it's Midin Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur. So Midin Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, you shouldn't need a Chacham and you shouldn't need a Charata and a Pesach and Chacham Oker Nedel Mafreya. Just do Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur. So it's difficult to accept what the Ketzos says, that it's Mele Medina Sidim or Vatel Dibur. Why do you need Sheila for that? And B'chal, when he makes Hekdesh, why do we need the Chacham for? What does he need to do Sheila for? Sidibur or Vatel Dibur? Shuvas of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, he asks that if we say Amir Legavok and Masir Lahedyot, so how does Sheila work? After Masir Lahedyot, there's no Metzius to be Mevatel. So how does Sheila work? So he writes, it doesn't Mamish mean Masira. The Kenyan Mamish doesn't finish with the Dibur. And in Marit Al Ghazi, Perak Dalat of Bukhairis, he brings Shitas Rishonim that after it's Baliat Gizbor, Sheila doesn't help. So to be seen in Darm Linyan Truma after it's Baliyat Koin Lo Mahani Sheila, and he asks, if Amir Legavos Kim Sir Lahejat, what is giving it over help? What does that add? It's already Musser when he said it, so he's Marich in this, and he also brings Tosis and Krisus, that we see that by Kachem Mizbech, Sheila helps even after it comes to the hands of the Gizbar. And he asks, what's the difference between Kachem Mizbeach, that Sheila works after it comes to the hands of the Gizbar, and Kachem Berekabais, where it doesn't? And the Shach and Reish Nun Hei brings the tshuvas of Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi that we saw, that it's not mamish mesira, that amira is not mamish mesira. And therefore you can do she'ela. And he brings the name of the Rashba, that it says mesira legavo, it's not a perishu maser. Ela, the kana kachol ma'itzikin, and v'adamani she'el, the gali krat echer mochem lo, v'adlo mol she'el b'vali agizbar. So he says that doesn't mean mamish maser, it's a kinyan. It's a ma'isa kinyan, but not mamish given over to their hand, and that she'ela helps. After this kinyan, it's because there's a gilui in the pasuk. That acherin mochalim lo, that once you make the neder, even though it's kemasur, meaning that it's a kinyan, but still, we have exeris hakasav that you can undo it. And not that it doesn't help you out the ad gizbar, says the shach, dala mira di day, oyei koach hektesh guro mi koach hedyo to mahani mishicha. So forget about the zamira. If it's bali ad gizbar, so it's no less koach hektesh, it's no less than hedyot, so mishicha helps. So here also, once it's given into the gizbar, it's too late. He was kind of a mishicha. But that's hard to understand, because it's a machlekes, Tosis Bava Basra, Parakasfin, and the Ramban. If there's me'ila in something that doesn't have Kedusha's peh, in other words, when Hekdesh, for example, is Koine Ali Dei Chatzar, if Hekdesh is Koine Dei Kinyan Chatzar, is there me'ila? The famous machlokes, Ramban Tosis, Bava Basra. So if it's Bali Ad Gizbar and he's Shoal on his Hekdesh, there shouldn't be a Me'ila. Because it's Dover Shein Bo Kedusha's Peh. So we see that there Rishon and Mahod is no Me'ila. We don't find anybody who holds that way, that if it's Bali Ad Gizbar, there should be no Hekdesh, there should be no Me'ila. So if it's really true that lo moel she'ela b'bali ad gizbar, that it's she'ela isn't effective when it comes to the hand of the gizbar, because he made a kinyan on it, and lo gara koach hektesh mikoach hedyot, so his mashiach is effective because he made a kinyan, and maybe there shouldn't be me'ila. According to the Ramban, it melits the Ramban who holds that there's no me'ila if there's no kedushas peh. So here, Bali Ad Gizbar, if he's shoal on his hekdesh, so that means there's no kedushas peh, there should be no me'ila. We don't find anybody who says that. So we are in a major quagmire here, and we have a lot to talk about and a lot to explain. So please stay tuned, and Amir Tashem. In the next segment, we will present the Mahalach, and we'll see the flaws in Yitzhak. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.